doctor tried everything on him, so he said, well, try it.
Goat milk, you know.
So he got into goats, wasn't long there. We had about 7 or 8, you know. And this is when the work started, I guess. We had to get up in the mornings and milk. Come home from school with your milk.
Goat?
Milk the goat, milk the cow, he had milk cow too.
Yeah.
And of course, had the rabbits, had to feed the rabbits, make sure everything was water. Every morning, every evening. You get up, you go milk, feed everything, get ready for school, go to school.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, this went on until I left home, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Your daddy was born in Fort Offutt?
Yes, I think he was, yeah. He was born in Fort Offutt.
And your mother?
I believe she was born here also. She lived in Fort Meade. Her mother's still alive also.
Is that so?
Yeah.
Do you know both your grandparents' names?
No. Excuse me. The only one that I know of is my mama's mama.
Yeah.
And my daddy, like I say, he died when my daddy was young. He was a boy. My daddy told us that one time that his daddy stepped on a nail, an old rusty nail, and he died of blood poisoning. So I never knew him. Then his mama died when he was young also, not long after that, so it was, they had a big family. I think they got 9 or 10 brothers and sisters, and they just raised up, you know, with each other. The oldest took over, and that's the way they come up. They were all hard workers, you know. There wasn't no upper class people or low class people, just middle class working people.
Yeah.
And they've all, one of my uncles was president of a Smith's place here in Beaumont. Right. He made it pretty good, and he passed away last year. Let's see. Another one of my uncles is a operator at one of the refineries, Nate's Butane. Let's see, I got another uncle that he was an operator out at some refinery, and he passed away. Then there's four sisters, something like that.
Yeah.
And they all pretty well bossed their husbands. That my daddy was always the type that still is. That he was raised the hard way, and he raised us the hard way. You do what you're told.
Yeah.
And if you do something, you do it right. That's one of his main sayings. You know?
Uh-huh.
But they all made it up pretty good, I guess. I'm still working on myself.
Yeah.
Let's see. I kind of, after I was in high school, got into construction work, trying to follow pipe fitting. You know, I worked with my dad around the house all the time. Something breaks, you know, like on a small form, you fix it yourself. I followed him around all the time. I just loved it, you know, work. And lawnmower motor breakdown or something, he'd tear it apart, and I was right there with him, you know. Well, I got to where I knew how to tear a lawnmower motor down.
Yeah.
His tractor break down, he'd tear into it. Well, I'd do the same thing, went along, you know, something broke down, he'd tell me to go fix it. So that's where I mostly got all my learning from, was from actual working with my daddy and going out and do it myself. Mainly not being afraid to tear something down and put it back, or tear something apart and see if he'd find out what's wrong, fix it.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the way I got to where I am right now, actually. I would credit it to my daddy, you know, the way he raised me.
Yeah.
I got four other brothers, one older than me.
Yeah.
He was a bookworm in the family, I guess you'd call it. I never was much on school and books, but he was. And he studied chemistry and all that other mess that I never did like to begin with. And he's a drug salesman for 3M company out of California. This is his area down here.
Really?
Yeah, he's doing pretty good.